When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour, Clay and Buck kicks off now. Just Buck for this hour. Want to take some of your calls, 800-282-2882 at the back half. So please light up those lines. You know, Clay hopping a flight right now. He is not a fugitive from justice. Don't worry. Despite the call by a sitting U.S. Democrat congressman to say that Clay is breaking the law, or I don't know, maybe both of us were, by talking about the Trump trial in New York. Not allowed to have opinions anymore in the Democrat Party's America. Not allowed to share your thoughts. The First Amendment is a dead letter. It does not matter to them. We saw this with COVID. We've seen this with so many things. Oh, I'm not going to make this a big discussion of COVID now, but I do think it's worth noting they have finally, as of April 12th, the Biden administration has ended the mask mandate on for federal facilities and airplanes, mass transit. So here we are in 2024, April. They're like, all right, fine. Also, it is tax day today, which we haven't talked about much. This is where I think people should be far more outraged than they tend to be. I think we're all numbed to this at some level. The government has this incredibly complicated tax code and all these rules and regulations around it. And it is incumbent upon you to spend your time, your resources, your money to figure out how much of your money you give to the government. And if you get it wrong, even though it's very easy to get it wrong in good faith, you can suffer some pretty severe consequences, as we all know. So, you know, I'm not saying it's tyranny for there to be taxes, but I'm not saying it's not. It's definitely a bad system we have in place. I think it's something that should get far more attention. Also, we're taking in more revenue than ever before and still $1 trillion short, depending on the year, under Biden, still $1 trillion short year in, year out, and $33 trillion, going to be $34 trillion soon in debt. So, you know, eventually the whole system collapses, but don't worry, we got some time before that happens. And in the meantime, hopefully we're not going to have some national security crisis that is even more of a strategic risk to us than the massive debt that is piling up currently, and that numerically will choke our economy, our prosperity, and future generations. But, you know, people don't like to hear too much about that. Let's talk about the situation in the Middle East here for a moment, because Biden is floundering. We know that. The numbers are showing Biden losing to Trump in every swing state. We often talk about this. I will admit I'm a little surprised that he's as far ahead as he is, just given that he had never been out ahead of Biden the way that he is currently in these swing states. And I've certainly been very cautious and warning all along of the possibility the Democrats will pull some kind of dirty trick shenanigan, but they're pulling so many already. I know they got the four trials and, you know, what comes after throwing the kitchen sink, right? If you throw everything in the kitchen sink, what comes after that? I don't know, but Democrats will certainly be in a position to try it. I think it's worth noting that Biden during the, Obama years was brought in initially vice president for 8 years. Biden during the Obama years was brought in to be the foreign policy, wisdom of that administration, because Obama had never dealt with any foreign policy issue before. So they brought in good old man Joe Biden to handle that portfolio. And I will say that one part of the Obama legacy that doesn't get nearly the attention that I think it should is that Barack Obama made every national security challenge area worse over his time in office. You just go, you do it. Iraq got worse. Pakistan got worse. Libya got worse. Syria got much worse. Go down the list. Every hotspot, every foreign policy hotspot under Obama had a major deterioration, not just instability, but real surges in violence in the case of Syria, an all-out civil war that claimed a 500,000 lives. Where are all the protests about that? All these pro-Hamas protesters walking around, where were they so upset about? Why weren't they making more noise about what was happening in Syria? Oh, you know, because they couldn't blame the Jews for Syria, or at least it was harder for them to blame the Jews for Syria, I guess. So they can't find it in themselves to shut down traffic and bridges and things like that. But it's worth noting that the two major areas of crisis right now, Russia, Ukraine, national security crisis, Russia, Ukraine, and the, I guess you might say the Levant, right? The Near East, Israel and its environs, but now it stretches all the way to Iran. Those two areas under Biden have had a marked deterioration. And I just wanted to note that in both cases, Biden has a history of telling the leadership in those countries, you better not mess with me. For example, this was Biden back in, 2020. Oh, no. When was this one, guys, on Russia? Anyway, here he is warning Russia, 2022. Yeah. Here he is warning Putin and Russia on Ukraine. Play it.
And I wonder, Mr. President, what you would say to him if he is considering using chemical or tactical nuclear weapons.
Don't.
So he says don't. Now, fortunately, Putin hasn't used chemical or tactical nuclear weapons, but he did invade. So he did invade Ukraine, which he did not do under Trump. But that formulation of don't, repeated three times, which I won't do because it'll waste your time. Here he is, Biden, on Friday, telling Iran, you better not do this or else. Play five.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Well, didn't he repeat it three times? Or was that just the other one? Anyway, he has a habit of just, he thinks, you know, here we go. Here's the three times when he's warning Iran. This is cut six. Play it.
And I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
There we go. Yeah, you know, they don't listen to him. That's the point. His message is, you better not. And they go, yeah, we think we will. I mean, not yet with Russia with the nukes, fortunately, but clearly, I'm sure in whatever back channels they're operating on the diplomatic side with Russia, they weren't concerned about invading Ukraine and the Biden response to it. But this is what happens when you have somebody who is not only senile or in the early stages or some stage of senility and just also decrepitude. I mean, physically, mentally, he is too old for this. He is too beaten down for the role that he has. But this is not a guy who was smart on foreign policy or smart on anything really is in his entire career. And there are real consequences from this stuff. Unfortunately, having a president whom nobody takes particularly seriously at all on the world stage. I mean, I know the Europeans like him. There are some countries that like a weak American president. You have to remember that. there are some countries that would just, they would prefer. So when they say, oh, well, we like Biden, yeah, because the approach of Democrats and the left is always to have the most multipolar, multilateral world possible. Like everyone, it's always the UN. We're all at the same table. Everybody's equal. You know, our human rights, Libya human rights, Zimbabwe human rights, you know, it's all the same. That's the approach the Democrat left likes to take, is that we all sit at the same table. We all have the same goals and our nations are morally equivalent on the issues that really matter. And unfortunately, that's lunacy, right? That's a really bad formulation for how to approach any foreign policy issue. And Biden falls into that because this is not a man who has any real vision. He isn't going to come up with some complicated solution to anything because he's Joe Biden. He's a deeply inept and incompetent figure. And I have to tell you, it does sometimes still amaze me that the same people who are now going through all of these contortions and all this dishonesty to come up with some way to explain to the American people that what they're doing to Trump right now with these trials and these efforts to interfere in the election is anything other than the most aggressive election interference campaign in our, certainly in our lifetime. I mean, I think you'd have to go back quite a ways. I mean, you'd have to go back to, I don't know. Has there ever been anything that was this egregious that was done by the Justice Department? No. I don't think the Justice Department has ever weighed in and tried to throw an election in this manner, at least. They tried FISA and the spying before against Trump. But Joe Biden is who they offer up, right? On the one hand, they'll do anything to destroy Donald Trump. On the other, they want us to take them seriously, and this is who they put forward. And clearly, our enemies think that Joe Biden is clownish and to be taken advantage of, and they're right. And that's the part of it that I think is so disconcerting as an American. That's the part of it that is so troubling, is that anyone who sees Joe Biden as easy to maneuver around, to steamroll, to gain at the expense of the American people whom Joe Biden represents, they're correct. And the fact that the Democrats even pretend that four more years of this would in any way be a good thing, that I think is discrediting in and of itself. Yes, there's all the other stuff that we talk about with the elections. Yes, there's the reality of four criminal trials against Trump in the election year. But ultimately, the fact that he's the best that they've got tells you everything about what their team's really all about. This is incompetence and ineptitude and recklessness. And they are going to increasingly get desperate as it moves along, because anybody who is not completely bought in to whatever the machinery tells them, to whatever the propaganda is trying to convince them of, is going to see this for what it is. And that's why the numbers are turning so much against Biden. And I would sit and I would just say, whether you're talking about global stability, look, the pandemic is a, you know, it was a once in a century, I was going to say, you know, natural phenomenon, although, you know, China, it's a natural phenomenon insofar as it's a virus, you know, Chinese lab, unfortunately, pushed it along. But to say that that is in some way a reflection, or rather that that is the defining memory of the entire Trump presidency. I mean, he was president for 3 years and it was better than what Biden has offered up in the 3 years he's been president. And the first year of Biden's presidency, when he was dealing with COVID issues, he was horrible and far worse than anything, any decision that Trump made that I wouldn't have agreed with, or in retrospect, I would have done differently. Everything that Biden done was far worse than that. So you just can't make this is the easy political question that always comes up during election time. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And I think broadly the American people, including Democrats, including some of the Democrats who have voted, or minority Democrats who have voted their whole life for the Democrat Party, I think many of them are starting to see that they have been misled by what kind of a president Joe Biden would be, or what kind of wins he would be able to rack up. I don't know if they're going to change and vote Republican, but they're certainly disappointed in Joe Biden, and he can't afford to handle that right now. But then there's this other thought that I had that was just to top all this off. Can you imagine if we found ourselves in a real wartime scenario? People were writing about World War III over the weekend, and I was, you know, it's not World War III. It's a complicated and difficult situation. It's a dangerous situation in the Middle East, but it's not World War III. But can you imagine if we did go up against something on the scale of a true, even just a near peer conflict, let's say with Russia or China or anything like that, and Joe Biden and the people around him were in charge? I mean, Jake Sullivan is going to be the National Security Advisor. Joe Biden is going to be the Commander in Chief. Kamala Harris is his number two. That's who's going to be in the room making the key calls about how we respond to a major strike on the homeland, or, you know, the sinking of a U.S. carrier, or whatever it may be. It is true what Obama said. Elections have consequences. And the consequences of this next election, if it were to go for giving Biden four more years, I think would be severe and deeply detrimental for the country. And I think that's why it's so important for all of us to stay in this fight and do everything that we can to make sure that we don't have four more years of this, because the last 4 years has stunk, has not been good for the country. We all see it. We all recognize it. And I'm sorry that there are still some people out there who are still deluded into thinking it would be fascism if Trump was president. I mean, if by more prosperous economy, freer, more support for law enforcement, more secure borders, you know, if that's fascism, then there is no, what is fascism? They're just making up some new definition of a word. It has nothing to do with what they say. 800-282-2882. You know, I've really enjoyed the discovery of this new firearms company, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer based in Sanford, North Carolina. Bear Creek Arsenal makes high-quality firearms at an incredible everyday value. I mean, for the quality of these firearms, and I know I've been out there training with them on the range, they are such a good value proposition. I mean, the price on these, when you see the price on some of these rifles they've got, you're going to say, how is it possible to have a rifle that good at that price? Well, no middleman fees for one. They're just trying to put the best firearms possible out there into the marketplace. They make precision-oriented products that perform very well. Like I said, I've got one. I take it out to the range now. Bear Creek Arsenal was founded by engineers with over two decades of experience in the firearms industry. They know their stuff. My first Bear Creek Arsenal firearm is the AR-15 model. They've got the BCA-15. And if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, you gotta check out Bear Creek Arsenal. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Again, go to this website, check out what they've got. And remember, you've got to see these prices and the quality of these firearms for yourself. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use buck as your promo code. You'll get 10% off your first order. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code buck for 10% off.
Truth after truth. You can handle the truth. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tonto Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tonto Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes that enable severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tonto Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Every veteran who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserves our nation's gratitude, no matter their station in life. These are men and women who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, and they need your help now more than ever. Join Tonto Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Join us in donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. She is running for a critical Senate seat in the state of Arizona. One of the most hotly contested races we're going to see, other than the presidential, in this cycle. Carrie Lake of Arizona is with us now. Carrie, good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's good to be on, Buck. I hope everything is going great in your world.
So far, so good. Thanks so much. Clay had to run to a flight, but he sends his regards.
Oh, considering Joe Biden is, in the White House, things aren't going so well in the world, unfortunately.
We got some problems, that's for sure. But before I get dive into your state, what's going on there, I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts in reaction to not only what we saw over the weekend with Iran and Israel, but the Biden administration's positioning and public statements on it so far?
Well, my thoughts are that this wouldn't even be happening if we had President Trump in the White House. I mean, let's face it, Joe Biden has empowered Iran to be a globalist bully, to be a globalist, sponsor of terror around the globe. And this is what's causing these problems. So my thoughts are that anything Joe Biden touches has just been disastrous. We had peace in the world under President Trump, like him or hate him. We had peace in the world. And these, countries that were sponsoring terrorism were not in control. And now Joe Biden is not feared. He's not respected. He's feeble and weak. And none of these countries even care to deal with him. He's the one who enabled them to have the money to pull all of this off, Iran. And so I've got a real problem with the way he's handling it. And I can't wait for November 5th to roll around so we can turn this nightmare around and finally bring some peace back to the world.
Let's speak a bit, Carrie, about what's going on in your state where you're running for that critical Senate seat. There was a moment, it seemed, of, I think, almost unreserved glee from much of the Democrat media last week when they started to report on this this state Supreme Court decision for an 1864 law that doesn't go into effect but could go into effect, and then they start attacking you and say that, well, you're on both sides of the issue and now Gallego can win. And can you just untangle that mess for us a little bit? Tell us where you are on this issue and how you're going to beat Gallego in Arizona for this seat.
Well, isn't it sick how the Democrats take such glee in this issue? And they're pushing for the extreme abortion measures of abortion right up until the moment of birth and after. We know that's what they're pushing for because that's what these laws that they're pushing are all about. Look, this pre-territorial law from 1864 is not in effect in Arizona. No matter what the media says, no matter what all these outlets say, no matter what some people on our side say, this is not the law right now. It doesn't matter what the Arizona Supreme Court says because our AG will not enforce this law. The only people who could enforce it would be the sheriffs, and I haven't heard one sheriff stand up and say that he will enforce this law. So this law is really not in effect. So take that law off the books and now realize what we're marching into. We're marching into November, where the ballot measure on the ballot in Arizona that will pass at this point, it looks like it's going to pass, is abortion up until 9 months. Planned Parenthood helped write this measure. They say it's 22 weeks, but there are so many loopholes for abortion right up until 9 months. And we have a bunch of legislators in our legislature right now who could do something about it, but they don't want to because they want to get their five-star rating from the pro-life groups. They're so worried about their rating from the pro-life groups that they're willing to allow Arizona to end up being a state where we have abortion up until 9 months. Buck, I'm on a campaign trail. I talk to more Arizonans than anybody in the country. They are not for abortion up until 9 months. They are not for a 14-year-old girl going into an abortion clinic without her mom and dad by her side knowing what's going on. That is not where Arizona is. But the Democrats have nothing else to run on. And so they're going to run on this issue because they have made sure that our border is wide open. They've created an invasion unlike we've ever seen before in our country. They've created a crime wave in our cities, making it impossible for us to go enjoy quality of life in our cities and enjoy a walk through the park or a bike ride or even driving through the cities without worrying about being carjacked. And they've collapsed our economy to the point that Americans cannot afford everyday living their everyday expenses. They can't afford groceries and gas. They have nothing to run on except this. And I will tell you, in talking to Arizonans, this is not their top priority. They want to save as many babies as possible. That's my goal. I am pro-life. My goal is not to get a five-star rating from any organization. My goal is to get more babies saved.
So, Carrie, what would you like, to that end, what would you like the state of Arizona to do between now and the election?
Well, I think the legislators could, by the way, they're the ones, the same group in this legislature passed that 15-week law that we used to have, and they all voted for it, and now they're saying it's horrible. But push that aside. I think we need to work to get some sort of a common sense initiative on the ballot so that we can go against this 9-month abortion in Arizona. No matter what they say about it, that's what the current initiative on the ballot is. It'll have abortion right up until 9 months. So they need to work together. I don't have a say in that, Buck. I wish I was sitting in the governor's office. I really do, and I would be helping them, but I don't have a say in it. I only have one vote come November 5th. But I will tell you, when I am in the U.S. Senate, I will not vote for one federal dollar to be spent on abortion, and I won't vote for a federal abortion ban. We worked hard to bring down the unconstitutional Roe v. Wade, and now it's in the state's hands. Regardless of what happens, we're going to have 50 different abortion laws. So we're going to have to deal with the fact that somewhere in America, abortions are happening, and how do we go into the hearts and minds and start changing the culture? That's what they did in Hungary. This is why I've shifted a bit, because I had opportunity to go to Hungary, and I learned that they cut the number of abortions in half without changing a single law. And it made me realize we are so focused on weeks and months and laws, and we're not focused on the real issue, which is saving babies and helping women. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want. That's what I want the Republican Party to be about. I want the Republican Party to be the party of women, babies, and family, and put our money where our mouth is. Planned Parenthood's ballot measure that they have planned for Arizona is the same as New York and California. And I can tell you right now, the people of Arizona are not in the same mindset as those people who voted for that in New York and California.
Now, outside of your own race, how do you think it's looking for the matchup with President Trump and Joe Biden? And are they basically planning to just run the same playbook that they're going to run against you, which is just misrepresent the abortion issue and hope that that alone can deliver Arizona into Democrat hands?
Well, let me tell you, the media here is just disgusting. I mean, I think it's the worst media in the whole country, to be honest. They will misrepresent anything. I mean, I'm going around this state. I'm here up in Mojave County right now, which is very Republican. We drew a crowd of 1,000 people last night. I've been to 7 stops. Every single stop I've been to has been maximum plus capacity, standing room only. And the people are ready to vote for me for Senate. They do not want Ruben Gallego. He is a far-left Chicago Democrat. Actually, he's a socialist. I'm going to take that back. He's a socialist who voted for open borders, sanctuary cities. He's voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. He wants to raise gas prices by a dollar to punish people who drive gas-powered vehicles. He's up for abortion up until 9 months. And listen, I'm not going to be lectured by a guy like Ruben Gallego, who walked out on his wife days before she gave birth to his firstborn. He served her divorce papers, walked out on her, and ran off with a D.C. lobbyist. So pardon me, but I'm not going to be lectured about life and family by a guy who does that. And with President Trump, the people here love him. We miss so much the low unemployment levels. We miss the low mortgage rates. We miss the low inflation. We miss the affordability that we used to have in Arizona. I'm here in Mojave County. I was down in Tucson, which is much more liberal. But I'll tell you, even in Tucson, everyone was coming up and saying, we are supporting you. I had people say, I'm a Democrat. I support you. I will vote for you again. It's so interesting that the retirees that I've spoken to, some who are recently retired, Buck, and some who are just about to retire, they're the most concerned about this economy because they've done everything right. They worked hard. They paid taxes. They're now retiring or have been retired for just a bit of time, and they're looking at the cost of living and saying, wow, everything I did and saved for is not going to get me through the rest of my life because I didn't expect us to have the cost of living go up so much under Joe Biden. People are awake, and they're ready to vote, and they're ready to make a big, big change, and they're ready to vote for President Trump and Carrie Lake for U.S. Senate.
And, Carrie, you know, I know it's an understatement to say you know this issue backwards and forwards and have dealt with it in a very personal way. Election integrity going into this cycle for your state, for Arizona, have things improved? Because we get people that write in all the time and say, Have they done anything? Have they fixed anything? Will it be better this time in Arizona? What do you say to that?
We're working on it. There's several lawsuits that are in effect right now, probably a dozen of them. Some of them are on little procedural things. And, you know, AZGOP with new leadership, Gina Svoboda, has been really wonderful on letting us know where those lawsuits stand. I mean, we sued, not I, but the AZGOP, I believe, sued to stop illegals from voting here. And the other side sued us back. I mean, it's insane what they're pushing for. They know that these dead-end Democrat, destructive, deadly policies are not what the people want. And the only way to get those policies and keep them in power is to cheat or to have illegals vote. I'm really encouraged that President Trump and the Speaker of the House have gotten together on, I think it's called the SAVE Act, which would prevent illegals from voting. It would require blue states to require proof of citizenship before somebody votes. It would punish anybody who is illegal and registers to vote with immediate deportation. And any group or outlet or individual who tries to sign up people knowingly who are illegal to vote would face a 5-year prison sentence. We have to start taking our elections and our election integrity seriously. Some people might say, wow, that's a very long, you know, that's a lot of punishment for just signing somebody up to vote. But when our elections are run fraudulently and when they steal elections, we end up getting things like the disastrous, you know, pullout from Afghanistan that sent $80 billion of our high-quality military, tanks and missiles and guns and weaponry into the hands of terrorists. We end up with an economy that is in the toilet when elections are not run properly. We end up with a wide-open border. We end up with an invasion. We end up with indoctrination and sexual, you know, grooming of our children. That's what stolen elections create. So I take it very seriously when somebody is signing up someone who is illegal and shouldn't be voting. When they sign up someone to vote, I think the punishment should be severe.
Carrie, what's your website for anyone who wants to help out, donate, get involved?
Thank you. It's carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. I'm working really hard here in Arizona. This is the most important state in the country. It is the pathway to the White House for President Trump. And and it is the way to the majority in the U.S. Senate. We must get the majority in the U.S. Senate. This is where President Trump will have his cabinet members confirmed, his Supreme Court picks confirmed. We need full voter participation. We can't have anybody sit home. We can't have people say, well, I'll just skip this one. Everyone's got to vote this election. We have to outvote the cheat. And I know that the people of Arizona, I'm working closely to make sure that they do that. No one can sit home. Everyone needs to get registered to vote, and everyone needs to vote to save our country.
Carrie Lake, she's going to win it for us in Arizona and help bring it home for President Trump. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Buck. God bless you.
Appreciate it. You too. You know, if you've got a large collection of old family pictures neatly arranged in shoeboxes or oversized envelopes, let's help you get them all digitized. You want to do this for a couple of reasons. One is making sure these photos last forever, not just for you, but for future generations as well. The second reason is it's easier to share and post these pictures with family and friends as occasions occur. Don't bother with the hassle of buying a scanner and doing this one at a time. That takes forever. Instead, rely on LegacyBox and their tech team. They get it done, and they'll get it done right. LegacyBox offers this service for as low as 7 cents a photo, and that might mean as much as 75% less than what a lot of other companies might charge you for this service. Let LegacyBox help you with this big project. They make it simple. They return every last photo to you when they're finished, along with brand new digital files. Go online to LegacyBox.com/buck to get started. That's LegacyBox.com/BUCK. LegacyBox.com/buck to find the best deals.
24 Clay and Buck's weekly campaign cliff notes. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
We're closing up shop here on Clay and Buck. Clay will be back tomorrow. He's just in transit now. But the good news is he's got plenty of energy from his Crockett coffee that he took with him. CrockettCoffee.com, everybody. Please subscribe today. So many of you are finding out how delicious coffee that is, a reflection of the frontier spirit, America, our great history in this country, all that good stuff. So please go to CrockettCoffee.com and subscribe. Like I said, you order over $60 worth, you get free shipping, which I understand, oh, $60 is a lot. Yeah, but that's enough coffee for a month or two. So a great way to get started is do a nice sizable order. You'll get that free shipping. It's an even better deal then for you and for all of us. So go check it out. I'm drinking it right now. It's delicious. We're working on getting merch and mugs and things like that up on the site too. But, you know, you launch a new company, you got a radio show, you got a little, she's running around right now, a fluffy little, Australian Labradoodle to tend to. It's very, very busy. I don't know what happened, but Labradoodles, or rather the doodles, not just Labradoodles, there's so many different kinds. They have taken over the world, the dog world, that is. They're everywhere. Everywhere I turn now. I remember a few years ago, I didn't know about these dogs really at all. I would occasionally see them, and now they're absolutely everywhere. But they are very fluffy and very fun. Let's take some calls here. Scott in Houston, Texas. What's going on, Scott?
Yes, sir. I'll get right to it. I think the number one most important thing that you and Clay could do, you and Clay and Buck could do between now and election, is to mirror exactly what Kerry Lake said over and over and over again about people. You got to vote. You can't think that it's a done deal. You guys talk about these polls. Trump's ahead. I think if the election was now, it'll be fine. I think he's going to win. But you got to realize millions of people are listening to you, and they don't listen to you all 3 hours, and they hear that. I don't think you guys understand the strength y'all's word have, the millions of people that listen to you. And I got buddies in Illinois who were not going to vote, that they were going to vote on election day. They got an invite to a deer hunt, and they decided not to vote. Well, they don't need my vote. And I go back. I tried to call your show. You remember 2022, Clay? Do you remember whenever you were saying, hey, Buck, how early do you think it is? How early do you think too early is to pop a brewski and celebrate the red wave? Do you remember that?
Well, Clay's not here right now, but I do remember that 2022 was a rough one for Republicans. And I would just say, Scott, for now, I say every day that it's going to be a tight election no matter what. The Democrats are going to be ruthless and play dirty tricks no matter what, that too much optimism can work against us. So, you know, we try to have a balance here between Clay's optimism and my cynicism about politics. But trust me, we are both very aware that this is going to be an absolute fight till the very last day. And every American who cares about the future of this country needs to get out there and vote, and vote to defeat Biden and the communist Democrats.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.